This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israeli prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Moabbasan Yassaf said the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Yassaf. Yassaf secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Israeli security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected before the day is over. The UN Climate Summit clinched an early victory Thursday with delegates adopting a new fund to help poor nations cope with costly climate disasters.
I think it sets a tone of hope. I think of being able to work through tough issues and get things done. And it allows us all to focus now on the global stock take, on the phase out of fossil fuels and the buildup of renewable energy.
That's Jennifer Morgan, Germany's special climate envoy. Some groups cautious about celebrating the fund's early adoption, wondering how it's going to be funded. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting an area of active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Sarusky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative. Defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you were engaged in the world stage in the 1970s, or you are a student of history, Henry Kissinger is a giant figure of the time. He died at age 100 on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Cindy Sain.
Kissinger established his own brand of realpolitik, basing foreign policy on what he said were practical rather than moral decisions. Kissinger did not reveal the 1969 U.S. aerial bombings of Cambodia and Laos to Congress, which escalated the Vietnam War. But it was also Kissinger who met dozens of times with Lê Duc Tho of North Vietnam to negotiate an end to the war, for which they were both awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Russia's Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that LGBTQ activists should be designated as extremists. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports that the move is part of a pattern of increasingly restrictive measures in Russia on expressions of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Representatives of gay and transgender people fear Thursday's ruling will lead to the arrest and prosecution of those who speak out for the community. A Reuters reporter at the Supreme Court heard it announce the approval of a Justice Ministry request to recognize what it called the international LGBT social movement as extremist and to ban its activities. Activists like Alexei Sergeyev, who spoke to Reuters on Saturday, saw the decision as inevitable. He says the ruling will deprive many LGBTQ people of support.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, who says more than 100 groups already are banned in Russia as being extreme. You can get Moon News 24 hours a day on your smartphone. Download our apps. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.